The United Nations Refugee Agency says the Ugandan government is using force to transfer refugees from a camp in central Uganda to one in the northwest, a charge the government denies. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees is appealing to the Ugandan government to allow the agency to be involved in the transfer of some 16,000 refugees from Kiryandongo to Madiokolo. The Ugandan government began the transfer Monday because of overcrowding at the Kiryandongo camp. UNHCR spokesperson Kitty McKenzie charges that the Ugandan government is using force to relocate the refugees and has denied UN workers access to them.
As far as we know, there was some violence connected with it. Some of the refugees threw stones and sticks at the security forces, and the security forces responded by firing tear gas and bullets. The only information we have is that two refugees were injured.
Uganda's Commissioner of Disaster Management and Refugees, Carlos Twesigome, says in spite of media reports that up to 9 refugees were killed during the transfer, the exercise was voluntary and peaceful.
Nobody died. The exercise was done very well. Everybody came out to leave. Right now we are overwhelmed by the numbers. Everybody wants to leave for these campsites in Arua.
The transfer of the 16,000 refugees is expected to continue for 2 weeks. Kitty McKenzie of the UN Refugee Agency says although the UNHCR and the Ugandan government have been talking about the transfer for several months, the agency was not informed that the transfer would start this week. But Commissioner Twesigome says that the UNHCR knew all along that the transfer would take place this week and chose not to be involved. The transfer has been dogged by controversy since the Ugandan government proposed it earlier this year. The UNHCR and some refugees say the new location makes them vulnerable to attacks by the Lord's Resistance Army, a rebel group that has been kidnapping and killing people in northern Uganda. Mr. Twesigomwe denies the concern, saying the rebels have never carried out any attacks in the area where the new camp is located. Kathy Maitani for VOA News, Nairobi.